The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously, Religious Group section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom, everybody. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya again. And as usual, I'm here to take any questions anybody has, or anybody who wants to know about the religion and how it is already unified. And now everybody in the world can know that the religion is a part of a greater truth. And we are here every week in this time at 10 o'clock. Usually we start at 10 o'clock, but today of course we are been having a lot of problem, and now of course everything sounds to be working fine. It is the time for humanity to recognize and realize that what they are doing on earth is not going to work, and we can see more and more that humanity is going toward the self-destruction, and it seems no one knows how to bring the peace that everybody talks about and longs for to humanity. And of course we have the answer to the dilemma and the unification of our religion have been revealed to humanity. And as Christ said, when you see the sunset and the redness of the sky, and you realize that there's going to be fair weather or weather that is coming, you know that it is the beginning of something that has been prophesied to come to humanity, and this is indeed the beginning of that period for human history. And the timing of this revelation to humanity is perfect, as always God does perfect things. And when he said he will bring his kingdom on earth and will help humanity to realize that there is only one God, he really meant it. And now he has sent this revelation in this crucial time for human to come together and realize it. And it's amazing with this revelation here, when you go to and listen to these people who do not understand how God did this and how perfect it is the way he has done it, and still they do not want to come together, then you start wondering why, when we have this revelation here, we cannot reach humanity and let them know what is exactly happened. And humanity is so engaged in mundane life that they cannot come, help, go behind this revelation and spread it as fast as possible. So those who cannot see the reality start seeing this truth and realizing indeed there is no separation between religion, and all of them have come from the same source, and they can come together. And that is what this room is all about, that people come and see their religion in fact is a part of a greater truth, and by realizing that, they understand that there is no separation between Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and all those revelation is a part of a greater truth. Of course, we have talked about this many times, explained for hundreds and thousands of times how these religions are revealed to humanity, and now when we put them all together, we can see the truth, and they are unified together. So this puts a great responsibility on our shoulder to reach to humanity as fast as possible, to let them know the more we can make more people see, the sooner we can make more people see this vision and they can understand the religion in the plan of God, the more people will be taken away from this pool of destruction and hate and misunderstanding that exists in human societies. So there is an urgency here for us to be able to do this. Of course, God clearly gave us the prophecy that it is going to happen in three lifetimes. So that urgency, of course, is not there. Urgent, but the sooner we all realize that our responsibility in this crucial historical point, the sooner we can all come behind this mission and push this toward the fulfillment. Of course, this mission will be fulfilled, there is no doubt about that. As God has shown us clearly, He promises and He fulfills them. Sometimes it takes hundreds and thousands of years, but eventually His kingdom will come as He promised to Abraham and Moses and Christ and Muhammad and Bob. All of them have been prophesied to come, and they came at the time that God said they will, and they revealed the revelation that God has been sending to humanity. Therefore, our salvation and trust is in God. And we understand that this is going to happen. Therefore, we have to work toward that fulfillment and not to be dismayed with the numbers or with whatever might not seem working as great as they should. At the same time, of course, the number is the hand of God. The more people rejoin the mission and become the greater number, the sooner we can accomplish this truth. Of course, this thing has been said before many times, and if you have any question, you can type it or raise your hand, and we can get to the conversation in the mission and what we have brought to humanity. As you can see, the news and the whole thing that's happening in Middle East and the whole earth, we can see the prophecies that God said, you know, those great tribulation will come, is happening right in front of our eyes. And the Middle East, of course, is the place that most revelation of God have come, and it is, of course, it's very natural. The tribulation also should have started from that place, and no matter what humanity but is going to try to bring the peace, is not going to happen, because their division and their expectation are so different from each other that they cannot see eye to eye. The only way they can see eye to eye is they realize our teaching and see that yes, indeed, they all are a part of a greater truth, and they're all the children of God. There is no separation between them. And also we have given the solution to the limited resources on earth. Humanity have to reach to the space, and there are unlimited resources there, and therefore they will not fight for the limited resources that they need to continue their life or lifestyle, or with a little sharing and decreasing their lifestyles, of course they can help each other in a great degree also. But this message has to be given to everybody at least once, and they are invited to hear it and understand it. We have to create an educational environment that we can educate other people of what has happened in the last 2,000 years. We have to make them see how these revelations all have come, and each of them are a part of a greater truth. Not by arguing with them, not with making them feel bad, or make them feel bad about the religion, but logically, as the mission is represented to the humanity logically and very articulately, the way they can see that indeed God has revealed these revelations, and now it has come to them with the clear signs and proof that it is from God, and that is what God wants humanity to see, that He indeed exists and reveals the revelation, promises, fulfills them, and therefore every human have to see this vision clearly and come and join and stop fighting and separating one another, but realizing they are from the same body, from the same essence, they are from the same God. If they realize that, they don't have any reason to fight or destroy earth, and the peace that all of the scriptures have promised us will come. ZZ is asking if this is Maitreya, the Buddha. Can someone clearly clarify this issue for me? If Maitreya is the next Buddha, why do the Buddhist teaching remain in these times? As Buddha promised, when his teaching is no longer will have the truth of the original revelation or the truth that he brought to humanity, the next expected one for the Buddhists will come. He had, in the beginning, he said it is going to take 5,000 years, but later on he changes the statement and he said it's going to be 2,500 years. And now we are in that time period, is 2,500 years. he didn't say that the Buddhism will not gonna be there and there's not gonna be a religion or philosophy or whatever you wanna call Buddhism is gonna be completely destroyed. He said it will not have the truth that it was revealed in the beginning, and indeed Buddhism does not have it any longer. Actually, no religion have it any longer. Religions have been, which have been old only 1,000 years, have lost most of their truth, and Buddhism is not, no exception. So, the time is correct. The prediction is exactly 2,500 years, and if you go to our website and read about the prophecies of Buddhism, that clearly says this is the time indeed Maitreya should be manifesting itself. Of course, there are many Maitreyas out there that claiming to be the expected Buddha, and the way to realize which one is the corrected one is to look at the prophecies. How many of them fulfill the prophecies of coming of the expected one? And this time you cannot only refer to one prophecy from one religion to realize who the seventh angel is. You have to look at the all religions which we're talking with, about the same person, same being which bring this revelation, and include our religion in order to see the whole vision. And that you can do easily in our website by studying the teaching and revelation and seeing the prediction that all religions have had for coming of this revelation. Does Maitreya, the human vehicle, have a teeny amount of ego, human personality left? That's what Zizad is asking. Well, hopefully you are correct. There is only a very small thread of ego is necessary to keep him in the body. And I think you are correct on that. And hopefully many people will reach that point that they only stay in the body to serve God and to serve this message. And that is who we call elects. Those who have been in the process of progress toward becoming a Buddhasattva. That is what the Buddhists are waiting for the Buddhasattvas that will come with Maitreya at this end time. And these Buddhasattvas, of course, have no interest in this external world. Not much, as far as physiological safety need is taken care of. They are here to serve, to give up themselves to the mission and make it progress and reach humanity in a greater degree. So you're correct on that. Sifas is asking, does my meditation include to be awake to the recognize and to be aware of our human errors? Okay, I guess the question is, in meditation, is the part of meditation is to see our errors in life? And the answer is right, it's correct. As you meditate, you become more and more familiar with your behavior, the pattern of your life, and of course, just like the psychiatrist or psychologist mostly, who take you to the childhood or in a life that you have in present time and show you a pattern. Now, that's what most psychiatrists do. They make you see how things happen in your life over and over again, and after a while you can see the pattern in your life, and by seeing the pattern hopefully you overcome it. And this is the same way in meditation. And meditation, of course, make you see yourself in a deeper level, and you see these patterns. And we have talked about seeing the creatures in ourselves, in other satsangs. If you go to the website and search for creatures, probably you will find some satsang which goes in a deeper level, how we can see the patterns in our life and stop them. Uprising is asking, when are the prophecies going to be fulfilled then? You are told that Al-Mahdi will fill the world with the justice and peace, as it before has been filled with the oppression and injustice. When it is, this prophecy will come true. Okay, that's a great question. And one of the things everybody should know in this room, everybody please wait. One question is answered to go to the next question, otherwise it's gonna be difficult to keep up. Well, as I said, this revelation, you have to understand that it is the fulfillment of the prophecies in all the religions in the world, and many religions like Islam and Christianity and Judaism are waiting. When they believe that when the Messiah comes and he just snap his finger and the kingdom will come on earth. Of course, this never happened before. God works in a different way than human expecting, and that is why many times when the Messiah come, they kill him, they stone him, they shoot at him, because they want him to provide everything for them in a moment, and that is not the way it is. So we can see the expectation of Mahdi is the same as the expectation of Christ coming. This is the same of the expectation of the Messiah in Judaism. It's the same expectation of Kalki avatar and the coming of Maitreya in Hinduism and Buddhism. Now, the answer to how long it will take that his kingdom come and peace and tranquility will come to earth is answered in the prophecies about the Kalki avatar. The Hindus are expecting Kalki avatar will establish the kingdom or bring the peace to humanity and bring the truth back to humans in three reincarnations. Therefore, this incarnation, we have come as a thief of the night. We have quietly brought this revelation and spreading him out to humanity and attracting those who have been prepared for it, which is called elects, Buddha Sattvas, or we talked about with a little ego, or who are here to serve God and bring God's kingdom on earth. So this revelation has been on earth around 25 years. And you can see we have very few people that they have been attracted to it and they know about it. But it's not going to be like that. It is going to spread and many more people will know about it. Therefore, answer to a question, when it's going to come, we have to go through a period of tribulation and destruction. It is unfortunate. Our human part does not want to accept that such a thing should come. When we see the suffering of other people that has been inflicted on them or on us, we do not like it, but that is what the scripture said. Scripture says this period will come and humanity is not ready to receive this revelation. As I said, we have been here for 25 years. Still, humanity is not coming, not listening, even those who are listening, you know, are not really getting behind it 100% to make this vision to come through. So this lifetime is the thief of the night. Humanity have to go through this until they realize that their religion, their understanding, their truth is not working. Now we have an alternative for them. Little by little, more people will understand this revelation in a greater degree, and they will see indeed it is from God, and they have no choice but to come and join it. The more people will join it, the more communities of light will be created, more people will follow the eternal divine path, and sooner we will have the kingdom. So the idea of a messiah will come and snap his finger and everything will gonna be okay is not a scripture. God never did that in history, but he has a plan. If you study our teaching from 12,000 years, many people have been progressing to a point now. There are many people who are called elect or Bodhisattvas, and now they can come and join me and this mission, and we together can bring the kingdom of God on earth. I hope that answered your question. ZZ is asking, why does Buddhism mention the Kundalini? I have not come across any literature. Okay, the question is why Buddhism doesn't mention the Kundalini. Buddha, of course, was a reformer of Hinduism. He did not go very detailed in what Hindus believed, because he had enough of the many gods and many ways of following gods and many names, and such a confusion that he realized has come to Hindus. And he also hated the power that Brahmins had wielded for themselves, and instead of guiding Hindus to God, they were guiding them to themselves, and it became an ego trip. Therefore, Buddhism actually is a Hinduism purified. So Buddha concentrated in a psychology of the aspirant, and he guided humanity to become better people, and he brought the Eightfold Path and all those things that he brought to humanity. And therefore he did not emphasize much of what Hindus went to much more detail. That's why now in this revelation we say the same thing. God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Doesn't have even name, because even name separates man from man. A statue separate even in a greater degree, idols and all that, it separates man. But God, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and the essence of each man will unify, because we are all a part of that essence. So that probably is why, you know, Buddha did not emphasize Kundalini and awakening of your sleeping serpent, but he emphasized the behavior of individual in society and life, and he guided them to become individuals that follow a spirit. And of course, when you do that, Kundalini will rise by itself. In this teaching, of course, we covered everything. We couldn't leave anything out, and that is why this revelation is perfect, because there is nothing which is left out, and it includes, of course, the Eightfold Path plus Kundalini and many other revelation. Okay, I guess that we answered that one. That reminder is posted about uprising. Okay, that is okay. Zizad is asking, what is Jesus? That okay, that is Jesus. Jesus was crucified. This is not Maitreya. When does a Buddha Sattva know when they want to be a Buddha Sattva? Well, really, you are born as a regular person, and as you grow up, you see you are different. You are not interested in a regular life that many people have set up for themselves. Grow up, go to school, get a job, make as much money as you can, get a wife or a husband, make little children, and die. You feel you have a mission, a purpose, something greater to accomplish than a set of life that has been already set up for you or for everybody. Even when you marry a person or a woman or a man, that they are also interested in the same things. They have a feeling of a purposefulness, and their regular life is not very attractive to them. Of course, if you didn't find anybody, you dedicate your life to helping humanity and others, and you purposefully delay your own salvation so you can take others with you to Nirvana, to oneness with God, to bring peace so everybody can meditate and accelerate their progress toward becoming one with God. And that is more important to you than going away by yourself to the mountain and reaching pure consciousness or Godhead or salvation or whatever you want to call it. So, little by little, it will reveal to you are different. You are here for a purpose, for a reason. And therefore, when you hear this revelation and you see the truth that has been revealed to you, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to you. And therefore, you come and join and help and become a part of a greater truth. And this revelation of is that greater truth. If you understand this revelation and see how God has been sending all the revelations before it, and now they are all fulfilled, and they are all put together as a greater truth, and that's what all these other revelation meant, you know the truth in this revelation easily, and you recognize it, and therefore that becomes the purpose that you were looking for all your life. And when you find that purpose, of course, that's what you have been born for. You have been born to do that purpose, to fulfill that purpose. And therefore, there is no other reason to live if you do not fulfill the purpose you have been created for. And therefore, you will come and will join and will fulfill the greatest longing that you have in yourself to be a Buddha Sattva, to be an elect, to be a chosen one, to be one of the people who have been called to come, to join, to help, to spread this message in a greater degree. What else is there? If you do not help to see this vision is fulfilled, then you cannot be a Buddha Sattva, a Paravipra, an elect. And if you are, you will be. Alright. I hope that answered your question. And when another question from ZZ is, when will Maitreya save the world? Maitreya is the way sure. Maitreya is the plain messenger with the clear signs and proofs and the world will save itself by understanding this revelation and will come to humanity. Humanity will come together and eventually by creation of the communities of light. That is the base of our teaching. If you study our teaching, the base of our teaching is the creation of the communities of light. Communities of light are the communities that is based on the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path is the five-step path. The first step is to awaken your spiritual forces, which includes all the mystical paths like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis in Islam, and any other discipline that teaches know thyself to know God. Atman and Atman are one. So that is the first step in the eternal divine path. The second step is the creation of communities of light. And that's the revelation in the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament is about God is trying to find a people, a tribe, 12 tribe of Israel, and they will follow God and His laws, and therefore they become the chosen one, the chosen of God. That is the example of the Old Testament and Hebrews for humanity. That is the will of God. He wants to see that the communities of light are created. Community of light are the communities that will follow the laws of God and will bring God as their king and will listen only to Him and His laws and His ways. And His laws and His ways, of course, has been given in the scripture, especially in Islam. The laws are given to humanity for creating a peaceful society. In order to create such a community, sacrifice, not being self-centered, of giving of yourself is necessary. And that is, of course, was the message of Christ. Christ came and sacrificed Himself and showed the way to create the communities that Old Testament was trying to create. So, Christ was an example for Hebrews, or elected ones, how to create the communities of light. Of course, sacrificing and giving of yourself, if nothing happened, you become depressed. Say, I'm doing all these things and nothing happening. You become depressed. Or it just not happening and you become elated and you think you are the doer. Both of them is from ego. Therefore, the next step was revealed to Prophet Muhammad as the surrendering and submission to God. Surrendering means we do our best. We try to awaken our spiritual forces, create a commission of light, we sacrifice, but we say, okay, God, the result is yours. That's a surrendering. Submission is even greater when we say, God, you are the doer, I am just observer, I will follow the eternal divine path, but you are coming through me. And of course, that is greater than surrendering. And surrendering and submission is the highest spiritual realization. Because the moment you surrender and submit to God, and you let God's Spirit come through, what happens? You do not exist anymore. You and God are one. And that is the goal of a spirit, to become one with God. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad brought the highest spiritual realization to the humanity, and in that sense, he is the last prophet. Nobody can bring anything greater than that. That's why the next three revelations, and it didn't bring really a greater spiritual realization. The next step is universalism. And still in the fourth step, you might become narrow. You will only help your community, your people, your ummah, your whatever that you are attached to. The next step, of course, can be Bab, that is now known by the Baha'i faith, which brings the idea of universalism, which indeed, universe is our home, God is our father and mother, and we are all children of the same God. With this realization, of course, we shatter all narrowness of the mind. There is no separation between man and man, and human and human. We no longer are the people of one religion, one teaching, but we are the people of the universe, and we all become one and come together as the children of God. With this five step, awakening of our spiritual forces, creation of the commonwealth of light, sacrifice, learning of submission and universalism, you become an elect. This is the way that God has been sent to humanity, and Maitreya, or me, have revealed to humanity and to you. So you have to start the eternal divine path yourself first. You have to understand what the eternal divine path is. Not only it's a path which leads you to become an elect or a Buddhasattva or a chosen one, it also will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, we are looking for the elects that they want to come and help. The first thing to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth is a facilitating body. The facilitating body are the people who are absolutely dedicated to see this vision is manifested. And this facilitating body will be working with me closely. Probably there are going to be 24 of them. And each of them will be in the charge of one part of the 24th section on earth. And as they also find more elects in each section, eventually we reach to the root or to the very bottom of the society. And then from that bottom, as the communities of light are created, the real hierarchy will emerge from the people, by people, for people. And that truth will be realized by everybody. So, and of course we need a lot of other people who support this body to be able to accomplish what they are set to do. So this is the plan, to create the facilitating body, create the communities of light, create the hierarchy from the bottom of the society, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then humanity reached a point that they realized the religion is not going to work, and they saw our vision clearly, many will join, and eventually kingdom will come. But they are not ready yet, they each have their own religion, their own understanding, their own dogmas, or separation, and they are not listening to us. Even those who are listening, of course, many still say, no, you know, my religion said, you know, there's not going to be any profit, when God said there will be. My religion said we are the only way, when God said you're not. Or we are the chosen one, when God said chosen one is the person who follows the eternal divine path. It has nothing to do with the titles or where you have been born. So we can see that humanity still has a long way to go, but we are going toward it. The sooner we create the facilitating body, the sooner we create the communities of light, the sooner we bring the kingdom, the sooner we will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. I hope that answered your question. Of course, how long it will be for the kingdom to come? As I said, it is clearly prophesied it's going to take 3 lifetimes to be accomplished. Sipaz is asking, can we use Maitreya energy, wise love, like a way to help us to redeem our errors? Well, your errors is your errors, and you have to bring them to light. You have to study our teaching in a greater degree. And by realizing that, little by little, you can overcome yourself. You don't need anybody's energy. You need your own energy, your own intellect. What we teach here is the time for healing other people is finished. This revelation is to heal humanity and earth in general. We teach by following the eternal divine path, by understanding my teaching, by following our diet and all the things that has been revealed to you, you can heal yourself. And if you can heal yourself, you don't need anybody to heal you. And as Christ said, it's not going to work anyway. As Christ said, when the unclean spirit leaves someone, when Christ is healing a person, that unclean spirit goes and finds 7 more and invites them to come back to the body, because Christ is not going to be around forever to keep the unclean spirit out of you or anybody. And therefore, the state of the person will be worse than it was before. Therefore, individual healing, when somebody else does it for somebody else, is not working. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now, because you haven't learned how to heal yourself. If you don't know how to heal yourself, then you cannot heal, you know, and therefore you haven't been able to keep the unclean spirit out. Of course, by meditation and realization and becoming more familiarized in yourself, you will realize the healing power of God. If you're talking about that healing power, of course, it's always there with you, and you will be able to use that healing power and overcome the negativity and unclean spirit in you. But the whole idea eventually is you have to learn to heal yourself, and by meditation, chanting, dancing, and all the tools has been given to you, little by little, you should be able to do that. A lot of people receiving this revelation and teaching at this time, and they are still not able to heal themselves, because the environment is so crude, everybody is so busy, they eat and drink and use so many food that it's not conducive to healing power of the body, and they still get sick. But if they really follow a good diet and meditate and chant and dance and realize God in a deeper level, they can heal themselves, and that is the goal. The goal eventually is for each person to realize the energy of God, and with that energy, of course, you can heal yourself and get rid of your errors. By seeing your errors face to face, you are the warrior, you are the soldier, you are the one who has to face yourself. If you want Christ come and do it for you, it's not gonna work. If you want Maitreya do it for you, it is not gonna work. He might be able to, but he won't anymore, because this is the time for every man and woman and child face themselves and see themselves squarely and progress in a greater degree, and therefore they will be healed. Manthi is asking, when you know the emotion of, let's say, Muhammad saw when his son died, then my question is, if you are a reincarnation of Muhammad, S-A-W, okay, when Then how many sons did he have, and what names did he name them? I see. How many sons he had? I don't remember his name, but I think he had only one son. And when he was born, they gave him to a person to be nursed. And when he was 7 years old, he died. But Prophet Muhammad also had a daughter that his genealogy continued through his daughter Fatima. And of course, I'm also from the genealogy. I'm a Sayyid. And that is what expectation of a Muslim for the coming of the revealer of the last revelation is. And therefore, he had only one son. And if you know his name, I don't remember what was his name, but he died when he was 7 years old. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad never had a son that carry his genealogy after him, and that is why his genealogy continued to his daughter Fatima. And that's interesting that God made it clearly in this case that genealogy is not only from son to son, but it also can be from daughter and continue, you know, from the woman as well. And that's exactly what the Sayyids are. Sayyids are the children of Fatima. And Fatima, of course, married, you know, the Ali, and they continued their genealogy there. Uprising, I say, I have a question. Okay. According to Muhammad, peace be upon him, he saw Al Messiah and Al-Mahdi are two different persons. For example, we are told in one prophecy that when Isa returns, he will pray behind Al-Mahdi, but you claim to be both of these persons. How is that possible? Well, that's possible because what people in different religions believe and what the Word of God is are, in most cases, are two different things. And that is what is very difficult for a lot of religions to realize this truth. And they hang into their own belief and understanding instead of going and seeing what God said, the way it's going to happen. That's why we encourage everybody to go to our website, see how God prophesied that when the seventh angel comes, the mystery of God will be finished. There is going to be a book sealed with the seven seals, and this book is going to be a mystery. It's going to be sealed and not revealed to humanity until the line of the tribe of Judah will come and will open it. Actually, almost it wasn't open, and the whole universe was very, you know, sad that nobody's going to open this book. And but God said, the line of the tribe of Judah will open it. And all the other religion also have prophesied of coming of one person and one person alone. And when that person comes, will reveal the whole thing. When God gave the vision of the end time to Daniel and other prophets, he said, seal it. Don't reveal it to anybody. So therefore, nobody knew the truth. No one until the seven angels come. And now we have a lot of Christian preachers that they say they know the truth. They know how the end time will gonna come. A lot of Muslim, they say we know how the end time will gonna come. A lot of other people, they claim they know the end time will gonna come. But God said clearly, nobody knows. Not one single soul will know until the seventh angel comes. Therefore, you have to recognize that what you understand, what your teacher have been told you, or what any religion or any person know, can be incorrect. And until the seventh revelation comes, when the book opened with the seventh seal, then that person can tell you exactly what God meant in the books and revelation and summoning of the prophets. God clearly says there's going to be seven seals, and there is going to be a book which would sit with the seven seal, and nobody knows the truth until the seven angel come. If you can understand that, then you will overcome your understanding of your own beliefs and realize nobody knows. Neither any prophet before the opening of the seventh seal, nor the preachers or mullahs or fathers or rabbis or Brahmins knew how God will reveal the last truth, and how this last truth only reveal the whole picture. You can't have it. Jews didn't have it. Muslim didn't have it. Christian didn't have it. Buddhist didn't have it. Hindus didn't have it. Only when this revelation comes, and only when you go to our website, when you read the holiest of the holies, when you see the vision that has been come to humanity, then you say, yeah, that makes sense. God said it the way it is explained in this revelation. And you forgo your own understanding, but you come to understand God's way. Well, in Islam, we say that no one knows the time as well. Great, great. That's exactly how it is. Not the time, also how it's going to end. Even in Quran, it's very generally says it's going to be tribulation, it's going to be destruction, it's going to be all the thing that Prophet Muhammad told, you know, Muslim, how it's going to happen. But not only that, in the Revelation, in New Testament, in the chapter 10, verse 7, it clearly says, nobody knows the truth until the seventh angel comes. When we see the prophecies or the visions of the prophets, like Daniel, you know, God says, seal it. Don't reveal it to anybody how it's going to happen. You know, in chapter 5 of the Revelation, it clearly says that, you know, there is a book which sealed with the seven seals. And this book is not going to be open until the Lion of the Tribe of the Judah. One of the things you might consider as a Muslim, Prophet Muhammad never claimed that he is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He never claimed he is from the genealogy of King David. If he's not from the genealogy of King David, he cannot be the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and therefore he cannot be the one that will open the last book, the book sealed with the seven seal. This is the truth that we are presenting to all the religions and calling them to test it, examine it, look at it, see the proof of the truth that is the Word of God, which do you want to follow? Do you want to follow the Word of God, or do you want to follow your own, you know, preachers and mullahs or father or rabbis or whoever? The Word of God is clear about that. The end time will be sealed. It is not going to be revealed until the seventh angel come, and the seventh angel and the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Messiah, the Mahdi, the Christ, the Kalki Avatar, the Maitreya, are the same being. There is not two of them. It can't be, because God never works like that. Because if there is two revealer at the same time, there's going to be confusion. That's exactly what's happening to the Baha'i teachings. There were two revealer, Bab and Baha'u'llah, and there is so much confusion. It's still, you know, they haven't completely got it right. So, because God works
Have you ever seen any atom with two nucleus? No. Every atom has one nucleus. If there is two nucleus, they split to two. So that is why the last revelation only can come from one person, one center, one nucleus, one point of focus. You know, that's why Bob called himself the point. The point needs to be only one. If there is two, see, if you logically think about this thing, if you know the word of God, little by little, you forgo your own understanding, forgo your teaching that we've been taught you, and you come closer and closer to the truth which God has revealed in His scriptures. Therefore, there is going to be only one being, that Christ, Mahdi. And actually, Mahdi is just a creation of Shia branch of Islam. All the Sunnis, little by little, came to believe in upcoming of another revealer at the end time, but Mahdi is just a belief that was created, or at least came to Shia branch of Islam. Sunnis really don't believe in Mahdi. They shouldn't, but they eventually accepted Shia's belief in principle that there's going to be another revealer. I don't know if you're a Sunni or a Shia, but if you're a Sunni, you know that Mahdi is not really a part of your belief. But in general, Muslims are waiting for coming of the revelation, for coming of the revealer at the end time, and we are at the end time. If you find another person who brings a revelation, proven, okay, yeah, well, you believe in Mahdi and the 12 Imams. Are you 12 Imamis or 7 Imamis, or are you 12 Imamis? So anyway, you believe that the last Imam, you know, just went to, you know, in a state that he will return later on. But Sunni really, but I know that for a fact that Sunnis believe in, and yeah, I know, but in the beginning they really did have 12 Imams. Okay, well, in the beginning they didn't. In the beginning, when the Shias were following Imams, Sunnis really said, that's it, we believe in the first four Khalifa, and then they accepted. Yeah, he went to Acclamation and he will return. Just like a similar belief, like Christians, then Christ will come at the end time and for the second coming. Of course, Christ came as Muhammad, Christ came as Bob, and Christ came as many times after Christ. So he came second time and the third time and the fourth time, and therefore they have to also realize how God works. It's the same spirit which was with Christ, is the same spirit was with Prophet Muhammad, is the same spirit that now have brought this revelation to humanity. So, in a sense, Christ was Muhammad, and Muhammad was Christ, Muhammad was Bob, and now we are the same spirit that bringing this fantastic revelation. If you see this revelation and compare it with any other revelation, you see nobody else could have been or could have brought the last, you know, revelation, because this covers many times over what other prophets, you know, did not even know about. And therefore, Muslims have to recognize that. Christians have to realize that, yes, indeed, other prophets was prophesied to come by God. Jews have to recognize that the elect is not a name or a race, it is a quality. Elect are those who follow eternal divine path, and each of these religions have to recognize the part that is explained is in our revelation, and see themselves as not the last one, the only one, the best one, but a part of a greater plan. And with doing that, little by little, Muslims become divines, Christians become divines, Jews become divines, Hindus and Buddhists become divines, we will have only divines on earth, and then we can come all together and create an environment that the divines will accelerate their progress toward oneness with God in a greater degree. And of course, in 1,000 years, as it is prophesied, many will reach pure consciousness or oneness with God or heaven. Of course, heaven is not a place. It doesn't have any physical attribute. Many religions or revealers have explained heaven as a place, as a physical attribute. But if it has physical attribute, it's not the essence. It's not the ultimate. Still, it is a manifestation. And any manifestation will create separation, because manifestation and separation come together. And therefore, God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. He is the essence of all in the universe. And by creation of communities of light, by bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth, by realizing this revelation and foregoing our own understanding, little by little, there's not going to be any Jew, any Hindu, any Buddhist, any Muslim, any whatever, or Buddhist or Baha'is, but they're all become divines. When you understand this teaching, you become a better Muslim, you become a better Christian, you become a better Jew, you become a better Hindu and Buddhist. Therefore, the idea is not to destroy your religion, but make your religion even in a greater degree for you, and therefore you become a better Muslim. You become a better Christian, a Jew, or Hindus. So, understand this teaching in a deepest level possible, you know. And if you understand this thing, you realize indeed this is when God will become the king. It is the time for God to become your Khalifa. It is the time for God to become your king. It is the time for God to take over the earth and create justice, oneness, unity, and peace that human cannot create by themselves. They have been trying to bring peace on earth for the last 12,000 years, especially last 6,000 years. Are they any closer to peace? They are not. And they cannot be, because the only way for peace to come is accepting God as the king and his rules and laws and revelations and ways as the way of human. No matter how we intellectually discuss and try to change things the way we think should be, God has already given what the thing should be. And as we understand this sooner, better, deeper, the sooner we can bring the kingdom of God on earth. And that is exactly this revelation is. Muslims are waiting for the real Khalifa come. Indeed, the real Khalifa is on earth. He is here to create the Ummah that they are longing, and bring the peace to them, and make their religion and life based on God's words, instead of what has been happening for them for all this time. It is indeed the time for Christ to come and bring the truth to Christian and make them realize, yes, Christ is the only way, but that doesn't mean he just come once or twice. He comes many times and bring the truth. Now it's time for the Jews to realize that the Messiah already came in the form of Christ, and told them that the kingdom will be taken away from them and give it to another nation. And the same Messiah came over and over, and therefore they have to give up that idea and follow the Christ and his teachings, and realize that they can also become an elect by following the eternal divine path, not by just claiming I am the elect, but by following the way God said you will become an elect. And Hindus and Buddhists have to realize, the awakening of spiritual forces is just the beginning of the eternally one. That they also have to realize that the revelation came to the Jews or the Old Testament, to Christian, to Muslim, and also Baha'is have to realize that God said it is after, shortly after Bab and Baha come, that the whole truth will reveal to humanity. Because Bab and Baha come 200 years ago, and 200 is a very short time for another revelation to come. So all these things have been revealed to humanity clearly, and the only thing left for them, see it. See this clearly, this vision, and realize, yes, God said this thing, God did this thing, God promised this, now it is fulfilled. Okay? And the only way is His way, and His way has been given to humanity in a very precise and perfect. You know, this revelation we have discussed many times among ourselves in the mission. We have tried to find anything wrong with it, any faults in it, anything that we can find that is not perfect and correct, and we have not been able to do that. No other revelation or prophet can claim this, and of course, God is perfect. How can God reveal His last revelation without perfecting it before revealing it? Therefore, really, human part is very easy now. The only thing is go and find how perfect this revelation is. And how indeed has it been prophesied? All the revelation only are two parts. Well, the saying is that the revelation of God is 27 parts. All the revealer will reveal only two parts of it until the last revelation, or the revelation of the end time, that will reveal the rest of the 25. And indeed, if you read our teaching, every sentence in Holiest of the Holies, you can write books, 100 or 1,000 books for each sentence in that revelation. And now the only thing is left for you to go and see this vision clearly, and see indeed God promises, He fulfills them. He said this revelation will come, and it has. And this revelation comes at the end time, and we are at the end time. And therefore the safest place in this world is to create communities of light, join the communities of light, or become at least an elect or a supporter of the mission, and or also become a facilitating body in the mission. Depends who you are and where you are and what is your situation, but that is what this mission needs: people to see the vision, to support the vision, come and join and become the 24 elders, to create the facilitating body, create the communities of light all over the world, and eventually see that the kingdom of God will come. It is perfect, it is timely. It is here, and God said it will happen, and it has happened, and therefore God exists. God truly exists and is in charge, but none of the religion before this is perfect and have the whole truth until this revelation comes. Uprising is asking, sorry for interrupting, but how can you say that I should investigate the prophecies that you claim to have fulfilled, and that I should recognize you by the fulfillment of these prophecies, when my Muhammad, the understanding of these prophecies are not valid? Well, first of all, I didn't say I fulfilled the prophecies. It was other people who find these prophecies and wrote those things about how it's been fulfilled through me, and therefore I have nothing to do with the prophecies. I haven't found the genealogy. The other people came and found it, and they said, yes, you fulfilled this genealogy. Therefore, I didn't say anything. I have nothing to do with those things. The only thing I did was bringing the message and revelation to humanity. Therefore, that revelation was enough for me to understand that indeed this is the fulfillment of all these expectations. Now, do I expect you to accept this? No, I don't. I don't expect anybody to accept anything. Indeed, we encourage everybody to convince themselves, convert themselves to this revelation by understanding it and reading it and validate it. Okay? I have no doubt those who are in the mission have read this revelation and teaching and saw the prophecies are fulfilled and everything. They have no doubt. So we are not asking anybody to do anything. It's between you and God. The religion is not compulsory, and it is not something you have to make people believe with the staying at the top of their head with the sword and say, "We don't believe I cut your head off," or something. But you have to recognize it, realize it, that indeed it is the word of God, believe in it, accept it, and eventually say, "Yes, my religion is a part of a greater truth." Okay, great. Uprising, go read it and come back here. That's exactly what you're asking everybody to ask. Everybody should go read though completely, you know, from the beginning to the end. Go to our website, see other truth in it, and then come here. And I invite not only you come here, bring your leaders, bring your mullahs, bring your rabbis, bring everybody that claim they know the truth, and you will see, and they will find that indeed God has revealed His truth through this vessel. And indeed, God is glorified in a greater degree that He has sent this revelation. This revelation, my presence, and all this thing is to glorify God. And God indeed has been glorified in this mission. And we will invite everybody to go and understand this teaching and convince yourself. If you aren't convinced, then we leave you to God. Okay, I think our time is up again this today. We leave everybody to God, and again, go study our teaching, and then come here and bring your leaders and everybody. Let us come together. Let's have a dialogue. Let's have a discussion. Let's have a talk with one another, and eventually, maybe many will come and will join and see the truth. So I leave you all to God, and see you next week. Salam, everybody.